So there is a downside of drop shipment model too, and let's go through that. Less control over order fulfillment and lead times. One of the biggest disadvantages is that the manufacturer and the supplier are responsible for managing and shipping of the stock. If they mess up, e-business owner's reputation suffers. Most of the times, e-commerce e-businesses blacklist these kind of brands, but what eventually happens is the customer is feeling not very good about the particular e-commerce business or the marketplace. Even if they blacklist the brand because of the returns or the delivery is not done on time, you are actually losing the customer. That is one of the biggest loss that happens in drop shipment model. Reliance on other people's stock. The drawback is that you don't control your supplier's inventory. This is one of the biggest drawback. If they run out of stock, then you run out of stock. This will result in a longer lead time and loss of customers. Suppose if they are running out of stock, you will also run out of stock, and this eventually affects your sales. If it is a very high selling product and it would be if it was stocked with you would land up doing a much 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 profits compared to having it in a drop shipment model. Less profit. The hidden cost of drop shipment is the lack of bulk pricing. This is the biggest disadvantage, I will say, in drop shipment model. Because when you are buying the products in bulk from the customer, from the brand, you land up having the advantage of low pricing, which eventually adds to your profit later, which in the case of drop shipment model, you never have it. Businesses will likely pay more for each item they sell as compared to paying less for large inventories of the item, leading to less of profit, as I just explained. Poor customer service. If the supplier delivery products are late because the brand is not equipped to deliver on time, damages them, delivers the wrong item, or otherwise messes up the customer's order, the e-business responsibility and not the supplier. This is again one of the biggest, it is an intangible loss which will eventually affect your sales in the longer run. So you have to balance in making choices of drop shipment and 3PL. The e-commerce businesses will not be able to maintain the personal touch that retailer who manages their own inventory and can provide the customers and provide the customers. Again, you are not able to maintain a personal touch. When you say a personal touch is probably putting a note in the delivery in the product in the parcel that you put it to the customer from your brand side that how happy and grateful you are to receive the order. All of this, the personal touch or a discount coupon that you can share, this all you will not be able to do because this advantage the brand or the company will have and not you. Poorer customer service. For solving customer issues, the online business has to depend upon the supplier. And this is one of the biggest disadvantage again. There is too much of dependency on the supplier in dropshipment model. So the dependency gets you, makes you handicapped as a e-business company. So there is a downside to it also. But to start off with, you can start with this, but when you start growing, you have to stock the goods with you to have the control over it. Hybrid fulfillment model. A business may process certain orders in-house, such as custom items or items that require assembly prior to shipping. For certain orders, depending upon the geography, the volume of orders online business may use 3PL services partners also. So probably, let's say you are a brand now. Okay, you might use a hybrid model. A hybrid model is a model which uses both, that is 3PL also and self-shipment also. So in that, when you have to do a lot of assembly of the product, you will do it by yourself and ship it. But at times you want to take the advantage of the geographical locations, then you will take the 3PL model also. Hybrid means doing both. You are working on both two or three different business fulfillment models. While simultaneously utilizing drop shipping services for certain items, Some online businesses offer dropshipping for items that are purchased infrequently or that they do not wish to store in the house, such as large or costly commodities. This is beneficial for the companies that require additional flexibility or are experiencing significant growth. So there are some products which are very costly, which are not bought very frequently. They are into the dropshipment model. Now, this is again from an Amazon point of view. You know, they choose to have a hybrid model, and then they have some brands, some SKUs in dropshipment model. And the same brand will also, you'll be stocking some goods with you, which have frequent buying also. All these combinations of different fulfillment models utilized by an e-commerce companies is called the hybrid fulfillment model. So there are some companies, there are some brands itself also works on hybrid model. They have some products on dropshipment and 3PL. And there are some marketplaces like Amazon and Myntra also doing, most of them work on the hybrid model. The company may opt for such models depending upon the various factors such as geography, order volumes, types of products, customer expectation of the delivery speed, and type of packing required, and above all, profitability of the business. So the decision of choosing which kind of fulfillment depends on a lot of factors. In fact, let's say this way, most of the famous brands are generally stocked up with them because they are sure to sell and they have a good market value product with them. So they land up stocking the goods with them. Like say Nike or say Adidas. Certain rules and regulations may also want businesses to opt for hybrid models. Sometimes the rules and regulations are such that they prefer to have a hybrid model because they cannot stick to one particular model only. So depending on a lot of other factors, you decide what kind of fulfillment model you go. But hybrid model is generally is a general approach in nowadays by most of the small and big companies both. Last mile fulfillment. Last mile delivery refers to the transportation of goods from a warehouse or a distribution center to their final destination. It is the finished goods, the finished and packed goods, typically the customer's doorstep. The last mile delivery, when it comes to an end customer delivery, is really supplying that end consumer with the experience they are looking for. So the last mile delivery is as crucial as the first mile delivery. It's because this is the only human interaction in online business that the customer has. So this interaction has to be very pleasant, very good, so that it encourages the customer to leave good reviews about your brand or your services. The main objective of the last mile delivery is to deliver the package to the customer as soon as possible. So all the elements which cause hindrance and make this process inefficient are the last mile delivery problems. What are the problems? The traffic, the infrastructure. I mean, I can name 100 problems that last mile delivery goes through. The warehousing, the inventory, all of this have to be updated very quickly, and we can't, there are some things which are out of our control, that is traffic, the weather. How can you even control the weather in a place like Mumbai, where the weather changes like every half an hour? It can be flooded at morning 12 o'clock and can get sunny at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So with the last mile delivery goes through a lot of these kind of challenges and problems which they have to overcome, and they strive to deliver on time. Delivery speeds are a big concern of many e-commerce businesses, and with 41% consumers willing to pay more for same day delivery, the stakes are high. So the customers are even ready to pay extra for the last mile delivery, you know, but there are certain things which can't be handled, and even after they are being paid higher, they cannot deliver at times. This is what happened in a lot of instances, I would say. Industry experts estimate that the last mile cost can be anywhere between 28% to 53% of the total shipping cost companies with last mile delivery operations are potentially dealing with. Thousands of packages that need to be delivered to the customer every day. the volume and the variety of the drop-off of locations, to say nothing of things like traffic, weather, and the breakdowns, make the last mile delivery punishably complex. As far cost, they are the host of different contributing factors. So in the last mile delivery, I would say in the entire logistic process from inbound to outbound, last mile delivery lands up contributing the maximum cost, you know, because of all these factors. The top factor contributing to the high cost of last mile delivery cited by respondents include fuel, 59%, address locations, 39%, and 36% as a first delivery failure, 34%. The top factors contributing to the high cost of the last mile delivery are fuel, 59%, address locations, 39%, labor, 36%, and first delivery failure, 34%. The speed of deliver is also a contributor, as only 44% of respondents reported that almost all of their deliveries were made on time, as expected by the customer or as committed by the brand. The last mile is the final interaction of the brand and the consumer in e-commerce logistic chain. And it is the key opportunity to make it a good impression. It's important that it is to be done right. The solution to your last mile problems is one of the solutions I would say is the route optimization app. The last mile delivery process may be complex, but doesn't necessarily need to be exponentially costly. Route optimization can help companies with the final stage of order fulfillment. Route optimization helps business manage their fleets more effectively while increasing the delivery capacity. It's also a potent tool for minimizing the failed deliveries. So what does route optimization does? It tries to gather all the orders in one, which is closer to one location. These are softwares that help you, that they collect all the orders which are in one location, helps the fleets to move in that direction. That is, fleets are your employees or the manpower who are going and delivering. Optimizing routes entails finding the most cost-efficient sequence of steps, stops, considering all the variables affecting delivery. This kind of workflow is made possible by route optimization app or software. In this way, the right solution can help business plan their deliveries efficiently every single day. So one of the biggest advantage in last mile delivery that they can absorb is the route optimization. In fact, I have realized that there is this company who clearly understood the need in the last mile delivery. They actually started their products, they launched their products for a different purpose, and they solved another problem in the industry which they didn't realize. There are these Yulu e-bikes which were launched in Bangalore and Pune around 2 to 3 years ago. And they actually started these e-bikes, which are unisex bikes, which did not need any licenses for men and women both. And they were launched to do it towards, because they were consciously trying to because the fuel charges were going higher. So they came with this electric small bikes, which can be used by man and woman. But today, to a big surprise, they are used by these last mile delivery executives, which you see on the roads, that is Zomato, Zepto, Swiggy, even Blinkit. All of them are using this. The birth of this product happened for a different reason, but they're solving another problem because of this, the fuel charges have gone low because you're using e-bikes. The high cost. One of the most significant challenges is the last mile delivery, which accounts to 53% of the overall delivery operational cost. Customers' expectation of same day deliveries place even a greater pressure on the logistic companies' budgets. The same day delivery lands up being a huge pressure on their shoulders because the customer is now wanting it this way. And with all the kind of logistic companies working, last mile delivery lands up burning a lot of fuel on this. These Yulu bikes are not available in all the cities. currently they are just catering to Bangalore, Pune, and even Mumbai, another 2-3 cities. The other cities are still doing the last mile deliveries through petrol bikes and all of that. Customer behavior. There may be an issue if the client does not supply accurate information or inaccurate address. These customers are so careless, they don't even care giving proper landmarks or proper contact numbers in case the address is not being able to trace. And this is the lack on the customer's behavior. Similarly, there are situations when no one is available to receive an order or the delivery is refused or returned. After so much of arguments, also there are lot of brands, they receive returns, which actually is not allowed, because you have to receive the product, keep it, and to raise a return, you have to put a return request. And all of this is being ignored because of the customer's behavior, because of customer rude behavior, I would say it this way. Damage to the packages. While the focus is on the faster delivery, Improper handling of the shipment causing damages can be the big challenge that's hard to overcome. Because the focus on faster delivery, the packages. So many times I have received order from Zomato, I must have probably ordered something which I actually opened the pack and the entire, probably the curry or the dal is leaking out because the packaging was not done right and the guy was in the haste, he just picked it up and delivered and it's all leaking and the entire food went waste. And because of that, I got very irritated. I raised a complaint with Zomato as well as to the restaurant too. And all of this is happening because he wanted to deliver here in 10 minutes. So there has to be a reality check when you are placing an order. Damaged packages not only incur an additional cost, but also triggers dissatisfaction among the customers. I just explained you the same thing. Solving the single item delivery issue. The e-commerce business is flexible for ordering quantities. Sometimes it happens that the orders is from remote locations for single unit. This puts cost pressure in the last mile processes. So let's say in a terrain region or a hilly region like Kashmir, some interior, some village, there must be an online order received for some particular product. And now this one particular order, they have to go all the way through the hilly areas to deliver because now the brand and the e-business has committed to this. And all of this adds to the cost of the last mile delivery. Delivering to the correct location. All the operations and the related costs for the e-commerce business owner finally comes down to the correct shipping address. A wrong address puts a pressure on the resources and the entire logistic operations. So suppose there is a wrong address put in the parcel, either given wrong by the customer or maybe one of the persons involved or the manpower involved while putting the address slip or the invoice slip, the entire process is being taxed. The whole logistic process because of the wrong location. The whole cost incurred is like a loss, if you ask me, for the company. The repeated attempts to find the customer drives up the delivery cost. Again, to find the customer, there are times these logistic companies, they are being told to try once or twice or thrice if the customer is not available. And every time the executive, the logistic executive is coming, he is burning a fuel coming towards my location, coming up, wasting the time and fuel and the energy. And all of this adds to the cost of the logistic team. Making operations unsustainable. Unsustainable. Fulfillment by Amazon, FBA. Fulfillment by Amazon is a service offered by Amazon India as a means for third-party seller to automate their orders, fulfillment, and shipping services. The concept is the seller sells on Amazon site, Amazon ships it. So basically, the entire shipment is taken care of, the logistic team. So Amazon lands up being the 3PL or 4PL for these brands, I'll put it this way, you know, and it is highly used by the companies for different reasons and the strategic position of growth where they are. Anyone enrolled in Amazon FBA can let Amazon handle all the shipping concerns, including the returns and the refunds, as well as the product warehousing in Amazon's warehouses, picking and packing and more. All of this is being taken care of by the Amazon. And you are just taking care of your production and your product innovation and development. Fulfillment by Amazon is generally favorable for companies which are small startups or small businesses because they can focus on their product line rather than the rest of the headache is taken care by the Amazon. They charge some fees for this, which is normally against having a whole staff or a team or a warehouse to take care of all this. Amazon charges certain fees for it, as I explained. Amazon is a giant in the online retail and fulfillment space. It would like to help small businesses benefit from its own fulfillment capabilities and leading customer service and infrastructure. Sellers send their products to Amazon. So this is a typical illustration for FBA model. Okay. Who warehouse the everything and then processes all the orders as they come in as long as business handles the sales and make sure Amazon warehouses stays stocked with the products, the rest is done by the Amazon. So send the products to Amazon. Amazon creates a catalog and stores the products with them. You know, customer orders your product, Amazon picks and packs your product, and the entire Amazon ships your product and provides order support to your entire brand. Services offered under FBA. 24/7 Amazon customer service. This you can't provide to your customer who is ordering on your website. This Amazon provides for FBA products. All fulfillment and shipping costs included pick, pack and ship is taken care by the Amazon. Obviously, they are taking some fees for it. Access to one of the world's most dynamic fulfillment networks. They will end up covering more locations, more geographical locations, pin codes and more network to reach faster, which you as in self-shipment or drop shipment cannot do. Advantages of Amazon. FBA model, effortless shipping and logistics. Amazon does all the work for you. In fact, there are some people who I know, there are some business owners that I know. What do? Is they go to they see there is a need for a particular product in the market currently, and they will go, they hunt the product. They will actually end up not even going physically out. They will go hunt the product, buy it from a wholesale website like AliExpress or Alibaba. And then they will come, they will give the entire product range to Amazon. The Amazon will do the listing of the cataloging of the product. You know, they'll do the shipping and all this. And the product is from the Ali, from China or from anywhere in the world, is directly dispatched to the Amazon FBA warehouse, and the orders have been removed. All you have done is gone and hunt the right product which is required right now. Discounted shipping rates. Shipping cost is less through FBA platforms because there are so many multiple shipments, they have an advantage of bulk shipping, and because of that, the cost goes down. Return management. In addition to sales, FBA also handles the returns and refunds. You can understand there can be a 5% loss which happens because they are handling the whole thing, but a lot of other cost has been taken care of which you don't need to look into. Customer service management. Amazon offers their own customer service for FBA sellers. The companies that I'm talking about are doing pretty well just hunting the right product internationally available. There's a need for the product in the market, and all they do is get them dispatched to the Amazon FBA warehouses. Quick deliveries. Products in FBA automatically get the Prime badge and are eligible from Prime shipping to the customer because they are warehoused by Amazon. They have the governance of the product. more storage space. Sellers essentially have access to unlimited storage space by Amazon because Amazon has warehouses all over the country. So it's like having a small shelf in the Amazon warehouse where there is closer to the geographical locations which you can't reach. So the customer also receives the product faster. The warehousing is done pan-India. So this has a lot of advantage when you're working in an FBA model. So there are also disadvantages to work through FBA. More cost effective, more cost involved for small sellers. More returns as Amazon has liberal return policies. People tend to do more returns which will be determined to small online, detrimental for small online businesses. So in FBA, they are very liberal towards the returns. So this lands up being very costlier for smaller business because Amazon does not really care how much returns are coming in. They are just more keen in putting the sales ahead. There's a lack of a little personal touch, but you will end up acquiring more geographical locations through FBA. Product requirement. Amazon has its own product quality, packing and labeling requirements, which will erode the margins of small online businesses. So they also have to invest into Amazon packaging, which will add to the cost of the shipping. And all of this will eventually get the profits less and increase the losses at times. Let's have a quick wrap to the entire chapter we went through. E-commerce retailers are in a prime position to earn market share by giving consumers exactly what they want. E-commerce giants such as Amazon and Flipkart have brought consumers' expectation to a dizzying heights with promises of two-day, next-day and even same-day delivery, forcing all other online retailers to follow. So this, because the competition rose and there was a hike in competition, they started coming out with new strategies, and with this same day delivery, all the other e-commerce portals had to do this. They had to honor it or else they will be out of the game. Speed is the key. Customers don't want to wait longer than they have to for the orders. They don't like waiting. Nowadays, customers don't like waiting at all. Choose the e-commerce fulfillment method that best suits your business. A well-planned and a well-executed e-commerce fulfillment strategy will ultimately improve the conversion, increasing the revenue, and keep the customers coming back to you for more. So choosing the right kind of fulfillment model will help you to achieve your final goal, and that is your sales. Your customer is happy, it will come back to you, it will order again with you. And this will help, this is why the fulfillment model that you choose is very important. I hope this helps you to understand what kind of a fulfillment model helps your business to grow, you know, and you make the right choice which fits the gap which is there between you and your customer. Thank you.